And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens in studio with me. I have Amber Thatcher. She's the executive director for City Club of Central Oregon. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. You guys have another forum coming up?
We do next week on Thursday, October 16th at Central Oregon Community College in the morning.
And what's this one about?
This one is about climate and sustainability. So the title is The High Desert Goes Low Impact. And we have a really great lineup of speakers that will talk high level about what we're talking about when we talk about climate change and sustainability. Talk about data both globally and locally of kind of where we're at with climate change. And then we have a really robust panel of speakers highlighting innovative efforts here in Central Oregon towards low impact efforts, sustainability efforts, and kind of broader citywide efforts.
Now, for the most part, are we just talking about what we're planning to do here regionally, or will there be some discussion about what individuals can do
Both. Yeah, definitely. Our goal with City Club Forums is always that our audience has a takeaway and has some actionable items that they can do themselves at an individual level to help influence whatever topic we're discussing. So some of the things that we're going to highlight are programs and efforts on a large scale as well as individual levels, such as the OSU Cascade Campus build and their efforts to have net zero energy, net zero water, and net zero waste in their campus build out. They're in a unique situation where they're building a huge infrastructure from the ground up, which isn't always the case that a lot of people have the luxury to do, either from building homes or building huge developments like apartment buildings or whatever. But I think there's a lot of lessons learned that people can kind of take back to their own efforts, either with their businesses or individually in their home. We also have Justin Alvarado from Hayden Homes Amphitheater. He's their sustainability manager. So if anybody's gone to a concert and seen, you know, the waste bins and people staffing them, they have a really robust zero waste program and they're making huge strides. So I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the data is that they have a 93 or 94% diversion rate of waste. So they're keeping 93% of the waste that is accumulated from the work that's being done at Hayden Homes Amphitheater or the events from Hayden Homes Amphitheater. They're keeping 93% of that waste out of a landfill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're nationally recognized for it.
Yeah, it sounds so significant.
It is, yeah. So I don't think a lot of people realize how robust that program is. So it'll be great to highlight that. And I think there's a lot of scalable lessons from what they're doing that other organizations or other people in town that host events, either at a small scale or a large scale, can learn from them. We also have Cassie Lacey from the City of Bend. She's the head of the Climate and Environment Committee. So I think it's important to highlight what's going on at a city level. And Bend has a climate action plan, and that's unique to Central Oregon. But we're the only city in Central Oregon that has this climate action plan. And so giving our audience members an opportunity to learn more about what is all involved with the Climate Action Plan, how the city has made strides with it, where the challenges still are, and how citizens can take advantage of some of the programs that they offer or become involved in the work that they're doing. And then we also have Owen Murphy from Central Oregon Community College on the panel. He's a faculty member, and they're in a really unique position. Central Oregon Community College signed on to the president's climate action plan that I think was rolled out in maybe 2006, and they signed on to it recently. It's a nationwide commitment from colleges that they're going to reduce their carbon emissions across their campuses. COCC is taking it a step further, and they are working to integrate sustainability into their curriculum across all their disciplines, which is pretty cool. So Interestingly, like culinary students go to the landfill and learn about food waste and packaging and how that affects what's happening at the landfill and efforts they can do in their work and what they're learning to keep those things out of the landfill. Nursing students are learning about environmentally friendly anesthesia and how hospitals are now working towards having low impact and more climate friendly practices in their world. So it's really interesting to hear how they're trying to integrate all these learnings across disciplines that you wouldn't think are naturally tied to.
Right, the food thing, that's wild,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was giving us these examples and I was like, this sounds amazing. They're even integrating it into their art curriculum and highlighting how artists can play a part in climate and sustainability activities through their art in terms of the products they're using, but also the messaging that they are able to communicate through their work. So, so we're really excited about that. And then we have, to start off the program, we're going to have Dr. Ihab El-Zayati from University of Oregon come over and kind of set the stage. So he is in their School of Architecture and Environment, and he really focuses on net zero buildings and emissions, carbon emissions, and what that looks like. So he's going to kind of set the stage for everybody. What do we mean when we're talking about climate change? What do we mean when we're talking about sustainability? He's going to tell us what the data is telling us, but also talk about the non-quantifiable aspects of sustainability and climate change. So what are the non-measurable effects on quality of life, on just overall well-being of people, and what is this, what's our current situation telling us, and how do we make efforts now so that we survive climate change, right. Survive and thrive. As always, this is not a political discussion. City Club's very nonpartisan, so it's not, we're not discussing what is causing climate change. Climate change is here. We are getting hotter summers, more wildfires, that sort of thing. So talking about what we can do about it, not why it's happening, but sure, how we can help mitigate it.
And if somebody wants to go to this thing, do they sign up in advance? How does that work?
Yep. We have a registration page on our website. It's cityclubco.org. And we encourage everybody to register. We do have limited seating, but we are excited to fill the room at Willie Hall for this conversation. It's Thursday, October 16th, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. So out of our regular lunchtime slot. So hopefully some people can come before they head off to the office or their other things for the day.
Okay, we've been talking to Amber Thatcher, the Executive Director for City Club of Central Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And give us the website one more time.
cityclubco.org.
All right, that's going to do it for Inside Central Oregon this week. A few announcements before we go. Youth basketball is growing in Central Oregon, but that means there's more need for game officials. The Central Oregon Basketball Officials Association, they're going to host a training for new game officials tomorrow in the Mountain View High School Library. No experience is necessary. If you want more information, get Nathaniel Collins's contact information at mycentraloregon.com. If you go to the events tab, it should be easy to find the story on that. More than 2.1 million Oregonians have filed their tax year 2024 state personal income tax returns this year, but with just days before the tax filing extension deadline of October 15th, as many as 100,000 Oregonians are expected to sneak in under the wire. If you're one of them, you're going to want to get on this, right? The tax filing extension deadline is pretty much here this week. Think Wild, they're hosting their second annual Get Wild Chili Cook-Off at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bend on Saturday, November 18th. You can compete or just bring your appetite like I'm going to do. If you want more information or tickets or you want to sign up to compete, visit the events page on mycentraloregon.com. And the Red, White, and Blue Benefit Fundraiser, that's going to happen at VFW Post 4108 in Redmond on Saturday, October 25th. The event will provide much-needed funds for capital improvements for the VFW Post. Now, there's going to be a barbecue dinner, live music, dancing, a silent auction, and raffles. If you want more information, go to the events page at mycentraloregon.com. And if you have an event you want me to tell people about, go to mycentraloregon.com, and under the events tab, you'll find submit an event. You'll also find submit a PSA, public service announcement, please utilize that. I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, have a great week, and we'll meet up here again next week for Inside Central Oregon.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.